Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Allie Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Judson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Howie Judson. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh, who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Tucker goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-1 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson is walked intentionally. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Philly reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-1 in the game. Black hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Black moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Black scores. Tucker moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Robinson and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Judson moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's, Indians 5, White Sox, 5. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Wright trying to get to second. Tucker throws the ball into Boudreaux, who tags Wright for the out. Two outs. Les Weber now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing, who is chasing the ball. Boudreaux reaches third base with a triple. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreaux scores. One out. It's 7-6, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 7, White Sox, 7. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Indians. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Mulder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulder bunts towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mulder for the out. Delsing moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Delsing moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delsing scores. Callaway moves to third. It's Indians, 8, White Sox, 8. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callaway scores. Appling moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-8, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two triples and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 9, White Sox, 9. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly is called out on strikes. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Doby. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-9, White Sox. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Del Singh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 11-9, White Sox. Steve Gromeck now pitching. Glenn Mulder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulder is 0-for-0 in the game. Mulder bunts towards the mound. Gromeck fields it and throws to first for the out. Del Singh moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Appling. Clark moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Steve Gromek. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright takes first base on ball four. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 3 for 3 in the game, with a double, two triples, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreaux. The throw from Robinson and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Delsing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-4 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Mulder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulder is 0-for-0 in the game. Mulder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker, who is chasing the ball. Mulder reaches third base with a triple. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Ed Kleiman. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Jim Goodwin now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, two triples, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Tucker goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 11, White Sox, 11. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick pinch hits for Allie Clark. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 11. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-5 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Robinson and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Delsing bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 11. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 5-for-5 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, 2 triples, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Lupien hits a line drive into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 11. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher bunts towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-6 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Caldwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 11. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 5-for-5 in the game, with a single, two doubles, two triples, and two walks. He's got four RBIs. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Lupien hits a line drive into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 11. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and four walks. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-11, Indians. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-7 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to second. Floyd Baker pinch runs for Aaron Robinson. Bob Feller now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Michaels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Del Singh hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 11. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.